Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here from Qalam. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures that we will always be able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the support you give to this community in this effort brings immense reward. You never know who will benefit from your donation. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I hope everyone is doing well. Alhamdulillah, thank you for joining me for our session of the two migrations where we cover Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, his book Tariqul Hijratain, the book of the two migrations. It's an amazing book written by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah on the methodology and the means of spiritual progression and moving forward. And today we're going to be studying a topic that he writes about in his book called Inaba. Inaba is a word that comes often in the Quran, and he's going to explain what this word means to us, and he's going to explain to us the different types of Inaba that we can have. All right, so let's jump straight into it, insha'Allah ta'ala. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us beneficial knowledge. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah and nur in whatever we learn and make it a means for us to get closer to him, insha'Allah ta'ala. Bismillah, qa'ida fil inabati wa darajatiha. A principle regarding, sorry about that. Let me plug this in real quick. All right, there we go. The principle regarding inaba. Inaba is a word which means to return, to go back to something. Wa darajatiha, and the different levels or types of returning back. He says, كثيراً ما يتكرر في القرآن ذكر الإنابة والأمر بها. He says, there are so many places in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this word inaba. And inaba again means to go back, to flee back to Allah, to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says so many times Allah mentions it, and so many times Allah orders us. وَأَنِيبُ, the first verse in Surah Zumar, Allah says, وَأَنِيبُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ, and run back, flee back to your Lord, وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ, and submit yourself to him. وَقَوْلُهُ حَكَايَةً عَنْ شُعَيْبٍ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, I have none that enables me, I am not able except by the will of Allah, عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ, upon him do I trust, and towards him, to him, do I flee, do I return. So this concept of inaba is one's returning back to Allah, one going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as we will read, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, he basically says that so many of us, our inaba, our returning, is not towards Allah, it's actually towards so many other things. And he's going to talk about how there are different ways for us to have inaba ilallah, returning back to Allah, and what are the things that prevent us from turning back, going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبْصِيرَةً وَذِكْرَى لِكُلِّ عَبَدٍ مُنِيبٍ, this is an eye-opener and a reminder, لِكُلِّ عَبَدٍ مُنِيبٍ, for every servant who is always turning back, returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to go astray whoever he wills, but he guides those who turn back towards him. And he narrates one more verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Dawood, وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ, he fell down prostrate and he returned back to Allah. Anaba ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is this inaba? What does this word mean? Look what he says here. The next thing I'll share with you guys. He says, fal inaba, the word inaba, arruju ila Allah. It is just to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa insiraf ad-dawa'i al-qalb wa jawadhibihi ilay. And turning the inclinations of the heart and the things that pull the heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what he's highlighting here is inaba is an act of the heart. It's when the heart is pulled and guided towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore the rest of the body just follows suits. وَهِيَ تَتَذَمَّنَ الْمُحَبَّ وَالْخَشْيَ. He says it is comprised of both love and fear. فَإِنَّ الْمُنِيبِ, excuse me, he says, فَإِنَّ الْمُنِيبِ مُحِبْ لِمَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. He says, indeed, the one who returns back to something is muhib liman, is in love with the one that they are turning back towards. لِمَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. He says this person has humbled themselves. This person is just completely humiliated themselves before the one that they love, completely just humbled themselves. He says, now this is the key. What is he saying here so far? He's like, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran is constantly telling us we have to have this quality of inaba, ruju' ila Allah, going back to Allah, going back to Allah, going back to Allah. But he says that it's when the heart completely turns and it has to have love, it has fear, it has all of those things inside of it. And in fact, whatever it is that you love, whatever it is that you fear, those are the things that you're going to find yourself constantly going back to. So he says, وَالنَّاسُ فِي إِنَابَتِهِمْ عَلَى دَرَجَاتْ مُتَفَاوِتَةٌ. He says that all of us, every one of us is on a different level, or you can even say we all have a different style of inaba, of turning back to Allah. He says the first group, he says, فَمِنْهُمْ المنيب. There are some people, the way they turn back to Allah is إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمُخَالِفَاتِ وَالْمَعَاسِ بِالرُّجُوءِ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمُخَالِفَاتِ وَالْمَعَاسِ. There are some people that are like, yo, my way of getting close to Allah is I simply just stay away from sins. I simply just stay away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. Mukhalifat wal ma'asi, all the sins and things that are disliked, all I do is stay away. He says, وَهَذِهِ الْإِنَابَ, the source of this, مَصْدَرُهَا, the source of this type of turning back to Allah, مُطَالَعَةِ الْوَعِيدِ, is by looking at all of the warnings that come over and over and over again in the Quran. And he says, وَالْحَامِلْ عَلَيْهِ, the thing that will push this person, the thing that will encourage this person is going to be knowledge. I mean, they have to know the verses and the hadith and all of those things about whatever it is that that they're staying away from. وَالْخَشْيَ, fear, and being careful. These are the things that are going to push this person towards their inaba or turning back to Allah. So this is the first group. This is the group that this person's like, you know, my way of turning towards Allah is I just stay away from things that are sinful. And that's this person's style. The thing I love about Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is the way he highlights that we are all different in our approach and the way we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have a different temperament. And so now look at the second group. He says, وَمِنْهُمَ الْمُنِيبِ إِلَيْهِ بِدُخُولِ فِي أَنْوَاءِ الْعِبَادَاتِ وَالْقُرُبَاتِ فَهُوَ سَاعٍ فِي مَا فيها بجهده وقد حبب إليه فعل الطاعات وأنواع وإليه وفعل الطاعات وأنواع القربات. He says the second type of person is the person who their way of returning to Allah, the way they get closer to Allah, is not just by staying away from the sins and the bad things, but these people are go-getters. They are the ones who like to do things. He says these are the people, they like to do more righteous actions. So they'll want to pray more. They want to give more sadaqah. They want to give more charity. They want to do more dhikr. They want to do more, all the good actions. They want to do more of it. وَهَذِهِ الْإِنَابَ, he says, the source of this type of return to Allah is hope. See, the first group, the source of their turning towards Allah was fear. So it just stopped them from negative things, from bad things. He's like, but these people, they have a lot of hope. And so their hope is so high that it leads them to wanting to do more. He says, وَمُطَالَعَةُ الْوَعْدِ وَالثَّوَابِ وَالْمُحَبَّةِ الْكَرَامَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ أَبْسَطُ نُفُوسًا مِنْ أَهْلِ قِسْمِ الْأَوَّلِ. He's like, these people, their hearts are more open and happy than the first group of people. But he said that the reason these people are motivated by their hope is they keep looking at the promise of Allah. They keep looking at the reward promised by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They look at those things and those become the incentive motivating them to do more action. They say, and then he says, مُطَالَعَةِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمِنَّةِ أَغْلَبُ عَلَيْهِمْ. For these people, seeing the mercy of Allah, the gifts of Allah, is the most preponderant thing upon them. So that is what motivates them to turn back. وَإِلَّا, he says, وَإِلَّا فَكُلُّ وَاحِدْ مِنْ فَرِيقَيْنْ مُنِي بِأَمَرَيْنْ جَمِيعًا. He's like, if you really look at both groups closely, you'll realize that the people who are motivated by fear, they actually have hope too. And the people who are motivated by hope, they also have a fear deep inside as well. And then now he brings us to the third group out of four, the third type of people and how they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me just highlight that. He says that, وَمِنْهُمَ الْمُنِيبِ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالتَّذَرُّعِ وَالدُّعَاءِ. He's like, the third category of people are those المنيب إلى الله بالتضرع والدعاء. These are people who return to Allah through their humble calling upon Allah. These are people, it's not about stopping bad deeds. It's not about doing more good deeds. For these people, the main way that they turn back to Allah is just humble dua. They raise their hands and they're like, Ya Allah, please guide me. Please forgive me. So on and so forth. والافتقار إليه والرغبة وسؤال الحاجة كلها من. They desire Allah. They need Him and they ask Him for everything. ومصدر هذه الإنابة. What is the source of this type of return to Allah? What is the source of this type of إنابة إلى الله? شهود الفضل والمنة والغنى والكرم والقدرة. These people are witnessing Allah's bounty. They're like, listen, check this. They're like, my deeds aren't enough. My bad deeds are nothing compared to Allah's mercy. My way back to Allah is just dua. Like that humble, deep dua. Like that dua where your heart is just torn apart. But the beautiful thing is he highlights what the source of it is. And so he says, masdaruha, the source is that these people see the bounty of Allah. That's the thing that's just like in front of their face. They're like, Allah's grace is just amazing. And they see that and that becomes the source for their inaba ilallah. Okay, let's go to the next group, inshallah ta'ala. He says, وَمِنْهُمْ الْمُنِيبِ. Subhanallah. See, the beautiful thing of this, brothers and sisters, is that he's showing us we have to do inaba. Again, the word is return to Allah constantly, every night, every day, turning back to Allah, turning back to Allah. But he's highlighting the different methodologies, the different temperaments that people have for that return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, وَمِنْهُمْ الْمُنِيبِ إِلَيْهِ عِنْدَ الشَّدَائِدِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ فَقَطْ. He's like, but then there's a group who they only turn back to Allah at the time of calamities. It's only when the calamities strike that they call and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is not where we want to be, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted over and over this quality of some people who live their life completely disconnected from Allah. But then when the thing gets really, really tough, that's the only time that they return back to Allah. And he shows us some verses. He says, inabatul ihtirar, la inabatul ikhtiyar. These are people who their inaba is a forced inaba. This isn't, they're not choosing to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're forced to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains these people in the Quran, وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الظُّرْ فِي الْبَحْرِ ظَلَّ مَن تَدْعُونَ illa iya. When hardship hits them while they're on the sea, then they just spend their time now calling, Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, help us. And then the moment the hardship is gone, everything goes back to normal. And we don't want to be in this state, obviously. This is not the state that we want to find ourselves in. All right, let's go forward. He says, وَهَؤُلَاءِ كُلُّهُمْ قَدْ يَكْتَكُونُ نَفْسَ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ مُلْتَفِتَةً عَنِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ مُعْرِضَةً عَنْهُ إِلَى مَأْلُوفِ التَّبْعِيِّ نَفْسَانِيِّ قَدْ حَالَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ إِنَابَتِهَا بِذَاتِهَا. He basically says at this point that all four of these categories of people, they have things that naturally pull their attention just because we are human beings away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the struggle is that whenever we realize that we are slipping away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we turn back to Him. And that's the concept of this constant inaba ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's move on to the next paragraph, inshallah. So he says, wa'a'la, the highest form of anwa'il inabati, the highest form of returning back to Allah, is inabatul ruh, is when the heart, the soul, turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi jumlatiha ilayhi bi shiddatil muhabba al khalisa. He says, when the heart with pure love turns back to Allah, that is the true essence of returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, amma siwa mahbubuhum wa ma'buduhum. It disregards everything else that is loved, and it just wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحِينَ أَنَابَتْ إِلَيْهِ أَرْوَاهُهُمْ. When the heart turns back to Allah, لَمْ يَتَخَلَّفْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ عَنِ الْإِنَابَةِ. The whole body will move towards that inaba, that ruju ila Allah. So he's highlighting, brothers and sisters, at this point, he's like, listen, the crux of the issue, the core thing we need to focus on is the heart. When the heart builds that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when that heart truly, truly feels that love, then the heart will constantly be wanting to go back to Allah. Then when the heart wants, he's like, the rest of the body just follows. He says, فَأَنَابَتُ الْقَلْبِ أَيْذًا بِالْمُحَبَّ وَتَذَرَّ وَذِلْ وَالْإِنْكِسَارِ وَأَنَابَتُ الْأَقَلِ. He's like, the heart will then turn back to Allah with love and humility and brokenness before Allah. And then he's like, the mind, the intellect will also turn back to Allah by submitting itself to its mahbub and just giving up and putting Allah in charge. So he's basically highlighting that once the soul and the heart makes that inaba, turns back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything. Now the heart moves, he says the aql or intellect goes, and then he says, وَأَنَابَتُ النَّفْسِ. The nafs, like the lower self, the desires even, will then also turn back to Allah بالإنقياد. Let me turn the page for you guys. بالإنقياد, by following and giving up its lower desires. So what he's explaining here, brothers and sisters, is very beautiful. He's basically explaining that we need to focus on the heart's love for Allah. Once we focus on the heart's love for Allah, then the heart will constantly be desiring Allah. And that's where ruju or inaba begins. That's the source of this inaba, inshallah ta'ala. Now, then he goes in a bit deeper. We'll turn the page, inshallah ta'ala. He goes deeper and he says, فَلَمْ يَبَقَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْعَبْدِ Al-Munib. When this person is Al-Munib, Munib is someone constantly going back to Allah. Irqan wala mafsalan illa walahu inaba. Every joint, every limb will now be part of this returning back to Allah. Warruju ila al-Habib al-Haq. And it's all going back to Habib, al-Habib al-Haq, the true love. Alladhi kullu muhabbatin siwa muhabbati adhab ala sahibihi. He says, the one who every love other than his love is actually a punishment for us. He's highlighting something, brothers and sisters, like love who you will, love who you want. One day they're going to leave. Love what you want. One day it's going to go. But that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never leave. It will never betray you. But whoever it is in the world you love, whether it's a parent, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a brother, whether it's a sister, love who you want. One day they will leave, or one day you will leave them. So he says, كُلُّ مُحَبَّةٍ سِوَى مُحَبَّتِهِ, every love other than the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَذَابٌ عَلَى صَاحِبِهَا, is actually a form of punishment and torture on the one who has that love. And then he goes forward, he said, فَإِنْ كَانَتْ عَذْبَةً فِي الْبِدَايَتِهَا مُبَادِئِهَا. He's like, even though this love may feel good in the beginning, it may be enjoyable in the beginning, it may be, alhamdulillah, it may be sweet in the beginning, فَإِنَّ عَذَابُ فِي الْعَوَاقِبِهَا, at the end is where you feel the torture, the torment. And that's what I was highlighting, because the fact of the matter is, I mean, subhanAllah, like, you know, you look at your own children who you love so dearly. You see them, right? And you're like it's as if you love them so much. It's like they literally are a part of you. And that love is beautiful. It feels amazing. And Allah loves that love, right? But what has to happen is that one true love has to be the one we always return to, because that is the love that will never, ever break. One day I'm going to leave my children, right? Like that's the reality of life. And so that's what he's saying. He's like, the bidayatuha adbun. He's like, the beginning of these loves are sweet, وَأَوَاقِبُهَا عَذَابٌ, but the end of these loves is like torment and torture. So he says, فَإِنَابَةُ الْعَبْدِ وَلَوْ سَعَةٍ مِنْ عُمْرِهِ هَذِهِ الْإِنَابَةَ الْخَالِصَ أَنْفَعَ لَهُ وَأَعْذَمُ ثَمَرَةً مِنْ إِنَابَةِ سِنِينَ كَثِيرًا مِنْ غَيْرِهِ. He says, listen, he goes, one moment of you turning back to Allah, one moment of your heart just turning back to Allah is more beneficial to you than generations and decades of your love and turning to all of the rest of the world. He's like, that's the key, that turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, فَأَيْنَ إِنَابَةَ هَذَا مِنْ إِنَابَةَ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا. He's like, you can't even compare the two. There's no connection. They're uncomparable. وَذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. MashaAllah, let's turn the page. He's like, that is the bounty of Allah, man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives this bounty to whoever he wills. بَلْ هَذَا رُوحُهُ مُنِيبَةً أَبَدًا. He's like, this is the spirit of the person that is constantly turning back to Allah. وَإِنْ تَوَارَى. He's like, even though sometimes it's hidden, we don't see it. بِإِشْتِغَالِ. Because we're busy. See, here's the deal. All of us have work, families, you know, things to take care of. Like, he's like, you know, that desire to turn to Allah sometimes gets hidden because of the work that we're doing, the things we have to get done. But he's like, but in reality, فَهِيَ كَامِينَةٌ. He's like, فَهِيَ كَامِينَةٌ. It's hidden. فِيهَا كَمُونَ النَّارِ فِي الزِّنَادِ. It's like the fire that lies you could say like a match. You know, like there's fire waiting to be ignited in a match, and it only needs to be rubbed against something in order for that fire to come out and expose itself. So he says the desire that our heart, that the rujoo it wants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is constantly there. And the thing that sometimes happen is because we are so busy, because we are so caught up in just living life, it's sometimes just covered. Just like that match that has yet to be struck, it's there, but it hasn't come out yet. So he says, وَأَمَّا صَاحِبُ الْإِنَابَةُ الْمُتَقَدِّمَةُ فَإِنَابَةُ أَحَدُهُمْ سَاعَةً بِالدُّعَاءِ الذِّكْرِ وَالْإِبْتِهَالِ فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَرُوحُهُ وَقَلْبُهُ وَعَقْلُهُ إِلْتِفَاتٌ عَمَّا قَدْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. He says, similarly, the people that we spoke about before who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through dua, through dhikr, through humble requests, they also have moments when their heart is covered and they're not able to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, the summary of this section before we move on to the next section, the summary of this section is, look, over and over, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Return back to Allah, return back to Allah. And the way we need to think about it is like this. Throughout the day, before Corona, maybe even now, we leave the house in the morning, right? We go out, we go shopping, we go to work, we go to school, we go here and there, we leave to get things done. But we always know, and we always have this desire deep inside to get back home. You know what I'm saying? Like there's this desire. I want to go home. I want to rest. You know what I'm saying? I want to take off, the kameez, my shirt. I want to relax, take my shoes off. I want to relax at home. I want to be home. And so the idea of inaba is that there are some people who, because of their love of Allah, their desire whenever they're away from Allah, busy with the world, is just like our desire to just get home and relax. I know Corona is different. We all trying to like get out, you know what I mean? But for the most part, you know, some things are back to normal in some places. But for the most part, the way we need to see it is just like that analogy where there are some people who just throughout the day, it's like, when will I get home? When will I get home to relax? And similarly, that is how the heart is of the person who has built this desire to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a beautiful place to reach in your faith, when you constantly want to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right. So that's the concept of inaba. I'm going to just recap real quick. He said there are some people who turn back to Allah by staying away from sins. There are some people who turn back to Allah by doing more good deeds. There are some people who turn back to Allah by making a lot of dua. And there are some people who only turn back to Allah when a calamity is coming. And of all four, the first three are good. But that last category, we don't want to be those people who only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it's like that friend that, you know, you never hear from them. And then when you do hear from them, they're always asking for something, subhanAllah. You're like, yo, like, what happened all last month? Like, I never heard from you. You know, so similarly, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Similarly, like, we don't want to have just the relationship where we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are in dire need, when the calamity is just about to hit, right? So the next section, before we end the session for today, the next session is a beautiful session. I'm going to introduce it, inshallah, but we're going to go into the details next week, inshallah, on Wednesday evening. The next section is fi dhikri tariq al-musil ila istiqama. So one of the key aspects of spiritual growth in Islam is consistency. Istiqama is the word. Istiqama means you stick to the path, right? You stay on track. Like, you know, after you New Year's resolutions, everyone's kind of like the gym is packed, right? But then when you get to like March, maybe even February, everybody's istiqama, that's the word, istiqama, has dropped. Like the consistency, the stick-to-itiveness, that is a quality that we desire. So Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he goes, how can we learn to have istiqama? How can we get istiqama, that stick-to-itiveness, spiritually speaking? Where do we get that from? How do we build that within ourselves? He says, fi dhikri tariq qareeb al-musil ila al-istiqama. He's like, I'm going to teach you in this section the method for you to have that stick-to-itiveness in your states. There are some people, like, our moods fluctuate like the weather, yo. How can we get more consistency in our moods? Wal aqwal, our speech. How can we get more consistency in our words, in our speech, our mannerism of speech? Wal a'mal, and our actions. I mean, that's the cream of the crop right there. How can we get consistency in our righteous actions? I'm just going to give you a teaser. He says there are two things that you have to protect in order to gain istiqama or consistency. Beautiful. He goes, number one, harasatil khawatir wa hifdiha. You have to learn how to protect your thoughts and control your thoughts. This section is a beautiful section because Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he teaches us that It's a lot easier to control early thoughts than it is to control actions, because actions are just the seeds or the fruit of the seed that was planted as a thought. So he basically talks to us about the importance of learning how to control your thinking. So he says, وَالْحَذَرْ كُلُّ حَذَرْ مِنْ إِمْحَالِهَا وَإِسْتِرْسَالِهَا. He goes, you have to be very careful from just letting your mind roam, letting your mind just go anywhere it wants to go. He says, فَإِنَّ أَصْلَ الْفَسَادِ, the source of all spiritual corruption, the source of all spiritual corruption, مِنْ قِبَلِهَا يَجِئُ, comes from the brain, the mind. That's where it comes from. If you can understand and control the thoughts, you control it all. And he says, لِأَنَّهَا هِيَ بَذَرُ الشَّيْطَانِ, because the thought is the seed planted by Shaitan, the seed. So we all understand, like, you plant seeds, not every seed is going to grow into a plant, but some will, right? Some will. So when nafs fil ard al qalbi, he goes, and the nafs is like the earth where the seed is planted, fi ard al qalb. So fa idha tamakkana badruha, when the seed is planted, وَتَعَاهَدَهَا الشَّيْطَانِ, and Shaitan waters that seed, مَرَّةً بَعْدَ أُخْرَى, day after day, it will become an intention. And it will become irada. Irada is like something you want to do. It will become like, maybe I should do that. Right? Irada. ثُمَّ يَسْقِيهَا, but then Shaitan keeps watering that seed. He keeps watering the seed. Hatta tasiru azaim, until now it's not just a I should do that, it's azima. Azima is like, I'm doing it, yo, I'm going. Your boy's like, word? You're like, yeah, that's it, it's done, I'm doing it. What, really? What happened? I just thought about it more and more, and the more I thought about it, the more I realized I gotta do it. So what he's trying to say, he's like, thumma la yazalu, he's like, and then it will keep growing, hatta tuthmir a'mal, until the fruit of action appears. That's it right there. That's it. The whole picture, until the fruit of action appears at that point. So then he says, wala rayba anna daf al khawatir. Listen closely. Wala rayba anna daf al khawatir aysar min daf al iradat wal azaim. He's like, it's undoubtedly true that to push away a thought is easier than to push away a desire or a firm like resolve. See, it's all about now or later, yo. It's like, do you want to struggle now or do you want to struggle later? And what he's trying to say is, it's easier to push a thought away than it is to push a deep desire away. We all know, and this is what he says next. He says, once the desire is strong enough, you are literally like a person in an ocean pushed wherever. You can't control yourself. You can't. You have no ability. And that's what he says. He says, فَيَجِدُ الْعَبْدُ نَفْسُهُ عَاجِزًا. You'll find yourself completely incapable. أَوْ كَالْعَاجِزِ عَنْ دَفْعِهَا بَعْدَ أَنْ صَارَ إِرَادَ جَازِمًا, after it has become an intention and a resolve, there's no way for you to push it away. He says, وَهُوَ مُفَرِّتْ, it's your fault. Look what he says, though. This is gold. We're almost done. He says, it's your fault. Why? Because you didn't push the thought away. Don't blame anyone else. You should have pushed that thought away the moment the thought came in. If you pushed the thought away the moment the thought came in, when it was weak, then you would have been able to now control yourself. He's like, كَمَنْ تَحَوَنَا بَشَارَرَةِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَقَدْ فِي حَتَبٍ يَابِسْ فَلَمَّا تَمَكَّنَتْ مِنْهُ عَجْزَ عَنْ إِتْفَائِهَا. He's like, it's like a person who doesn't worry about some of the sparks that fall on dry wood, And then when the wood catches fire, now they can't put the fire out. See what he said? You could have put the sparks out when they were small. But now that the whole thing is burning, subhanAllah. So now the next thing is, فَإِنْ قُلْتَ, he says, if you ask me, how do I control thoughts? Well, that's for next week, inshallah ta'ala. He's going to teach us in our next lesson how to control thoughts, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, I had a great time with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in your time, put barakah in our lives, and make our iman strong. May He make us people who are always turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may He make us people who are able to control and push away those negative thoughts so that they don't become actions, inshallah ta'ala. Next week, we will talk about how to control the thoughts. Join me next week, Wednesday, 7:30 Central Time, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair wa ahsana jaza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, inshallah.